Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game. Play, this is not a watch party.
Watch party? Who said party? As in party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
E. Otter Show. All right, everybody. Wow. Welcome, everyone. This is going to be an epic night here on WBNN. A very, very epic night. This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio with our sixth annual Honors at ONE, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. On air now from Nigeria in Lagos. Call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, LLC.
to all our listeners worldwide, we appreciate you on this momentous, historic, and sacred night. I, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, reigning commissioner at WBNN, welcome you. In our first segment tonight, we celebrate our alternative radio broadcasting legends who have become alums in legendary, historic fashion. This alternative broadcaster joined Beverly Nation September 8, 2017, and in her short tenured, however blazing performances, garnering 7 all-time connection records consecutively as a new host. Both, she was first ever to accomplish this, and also this outstanding feat that continued to stand for 5 years, 1 month, and 8 days, the longest standing record in Beverly Nation history. From the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia, we bestow the ONE Syndicated Station Governor's Award to Sonia Griffin on this, the 5th day of December in the year 2023. Congratulations, Sonia, on your dynamic feat. In our second segment, we celebrate this alternative radio broadcaster exuding in great shine for all to behold in her tenure beginning April 13th, 2020. She has garnered 52 WBNN all-time connection records, 8th all-time in this category, with 2 consecutive connection streaks of 9. April 7th, 2023, she attained worldwide honor and recognition with nomination at International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, then achieved worldwide immortality on October 17th, 2023. From the Academy of the Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Stockholm, Sweden, authorized by their committee of chairmen with sure election. From the offices of ONE Syndicated Stations, Roslyn, Pennsylvania, in association with Ngozi Time Multimedia, we approve the completion of the highest quality, the enshrinement of Angela Thomas Smith at International Internet Radio Hall of Fame this day, December 5th, 2023, in gracious excelsior and honor, and now to present her into excellent prominence. First shall be Daphne Hampton.
Hi, and thank you for the opportunity to just be a part of this beautiful, honorable service. I love you, Angela, and thank you for the speaker that just spoke so very well and so highly of the nominees. Can y'all hear me?
We hear you loud and clear.
Y'all hear me loud and clear. Okay, I am so honored to be one of the chosen ones to speak so highly of Angela Thomas Smith. This woman is incredible. She's earned the title of Queen of Collaboration, and just the thought that she's selfless to think of others. A lot of people are so selfish, and they only want to see themselves grow and mature into different things. But Angela, her whole heart is about bringing other people from all walks of life to educate, empower, and encourage others to walk in their purpose and utilize those gifts God has given us. And I just thank God that she's a part of my life. Angela, actually, we never met in person, But because of the internet and the social media networks, and I said I thank God for, we were able to connect when I was in Germany, also doing a podcast called The Most Definitely Show. And she came on as one of the authors, and we just became friends immediately, kindred spirits, kind hearts. And I just want to give her accolades today. Her dedication to her work and her attention to detail has just made her highly respected figure in the things that she do. Her podcast, you know, and her main goal is to help others grow and become where she shares her knowledge and experience with her audience. Angela's podcast is not only informative, but also entertaining, as she brings her unique personality and storytelling skills to each episode. And again, I can attest to her passion and enthusiasm for her work. She is a true inspiration and a role model for anyone that comes in her path, aspiring to excel in their field as well. Angela's dedication to her craft and her ability to connect with people make her a truly amazing lady. And I am so honored to know her, and I know that she is so deserving of this award that she has been given tonight. And again, Angela, I love you with all my heart.
Thank you so much, Daphne. And now to present Angela into excellent prominence, second shall be Patrice Grimble.
Hello, everyone. My name is Patrice Grimble, and I am from Charleston, South Carolina. And this is such an honor to do this for the lady who has paved the way for me, been a mentor, a sister, a friend, a prayer warrior, so many titles. It's like you heard that I want to be like Mike. No, I don't want to be like Mike. I would love to be like Angela. You have been such a blessing to people who you don't even know. I know every Monday, 9 o'clock, I am sitting in front of my laptop or my computer at work because I need that Monday motivation. It's just something to help me get through the week. And for you to take me under your wings, and I'm looking at you and like, okay, so she does this, she does that, and God is just using you in so many ways. I'm like, God, can you do that for me too? You know, I am just so honored, and I am so proud of you, girly. It is just so many words that I can't even come up with. You've find God has so much more in store for you. This is only a drop in the bucket of what he has for you. Continue to walk, continue to guide, continue to be the queen of collaborations, and you deserve this. I am so proud of you, and I hope you and everybody else who sees you, knows you, can get any piece of the love that you give out and you show daily basis. Congratulations, girly.
Thank you so much, Patrice. And now, the International Internet Radio Academy presentation into excellent prominence. International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Fellow Huni Bakatun.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. My tribal name, yes, is Huni Bakatun. My pen and stage name is Master Tai Magic Man Haru. I want to share a story about this young lady who I'm about to introduced to some and reintroduced to others. When I first heard her tone of voice and I was listening to her share her testimony about what happened to her, and me as a father, you know, in between being drawn in by her tone of voice and then when she mentioned that she was shot point blank range, meaning the evil ones in their kind did their best to take one of our greatest out of here. And I want y'all to really, really think about that for a moment. By virtue of the fact that she's a survivor, by virtue of the fact that she had the will to be able to continue, through many prayers of her ancestors, I also want to throw in a special shout out and say a heavenly birthday for her beloved mother, okay, who's in the celestial realm, who's smiling down and looking at what her brilliant and beautiful daughter has achieved up to this point. After listening to her give her testimonial, I remember I sent a text message to the good doctor himself, Hall of Fame four times. In between wiping tears, I asked him, I said, you know, who is this young lady here? And to be honest, I was on a roller coaster ride when I was listening to her testimonial because, again, me as a father, I was struck with a great deal of anger at something that would happen to such a beautiful person. So speeding it up, she became a part of our great network of WBNN, and unlike some who came for a small period of time, she stayed with us for the long haul. And she came as a willing worker. She put in some serious work. And like the speakers before me, she's known as the queen of collaboration. Well, I had the opportunity to be able to travel, to be able to finally meet her in person. And when I say to you, watching her by video or listening to her audio visuals, the brilliance, the beauty, the clarity, and the heart of gold, to be able to see her in person is something that if anyone who's out there listening, if there's an opportunity to be able to see this young lady in person, take advantage of it. That's what I did. And tonight proves that the work that she put in is a crowning achievement for one of our greatest. So with no further ado, I want to introduce to some and reintroduce to others a brilliant and beautiful daughter of the Most High and a spiritual daughter of mine, author Angela Thomas.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Thank you so much. And now I present to all host of Walking in Purpose, Angela Thomas Smith. Congratulations, Angela.
Congratulations, Angela.
Wow. Wow. First, I give honor to the Creator, and I want to thank everyone that came on to share just a little bit. Brother O, I would not be half the person that I am with this broadcasting if it was not for you trusting and believing in the gift and the talent that you and Hooney saw in me. I thank God for just allowing me to align with the path that he had already set out for me. My whole gist is just to be the change that I desire to see and to walk in my purpose, because we all have a purpose. No matter what we've been through, no matter what we're going through, there's a reason why we're here. And we have to go through some things to get where we need to go. All not going to be happy days, but it's just a part of the journey. Life. I learned to love a little more. I learned how to inspire other people and not to always look on my things. while having the fear of God on the inside and allowing it to show forth in me, while educating, empowering, encouraging the next person, because that's what it's all about. So I thank everyone that has supported me here on WBNN. I thank Brother O. I just thank all of the listeners and everyone that constantly support us and allow us this opportunity. Again, this is truly an honor and a privilege. And I say to my fellow hosts, just keep showing up, because someone too, just like they were watching me, they're watching you. So just keep showing up and keep being the best version of yourself that you can be. And you too will get your accolades. Thank you. And y'all have a good night.
All right, everyone. That was Angela Thomas-Smith, who has just been enshrined. All right. Congratulations once again, Angela. In our third segment, we honor the extraordinary art of self-improvement in alternative internet broadcasting. This gentleman has improved his WBNN championship realm with 8 all-time connection records in this linear year, a 225% improvement from 2021 and 2022. From the offices of ONE syndicated stations, Roslyn, Pennsylvania, USA, and Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, we bestow the honor of 2023 WBNN Most Improved Broadcaster of the Year to Ricardo Richard. And now, to present Ricardo into excellent prominence, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever and host of the Jerry Petito Show, Jerry Petito.
Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Chinchilla. You're doing a great job. Oh, this is amazing. So I want to share a little something with everyone about Ricardo. First off, he's from Trenton, New Jersey, Mercer County, and I'm from Mercer County. And he reached out to me years ago. I didn't even know who he was on Facebook. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was at a club, and God said, call this kid. So we spoke, and he shared his journey with me about some things, and I just cannot believe where he is today. My very first show on WBNN, he was my guest, and I brought him onto WBNN. And this kid, unbelievable with what he's achieved and what he's done. He did Hurt People documentary. I mean, we're talking so much cool stuff. You know, Ricardo, I love you, and there's so much going on, and you are just like sunshine. You are incredible. And I'm honored to call you my friend. I'm honored to call you a host here on WBNN, your family. And I just want to say congratulations to you for every single thing you have accomplished. I love you.
Thank you so much, Jerry. And now I present to all, host of Trenton Makes, Ricardo Richard.
Wow. I'm kind of speechless. I just want to first, just give all glory to God. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a little nervous. When you do things, just out of your heart. And you do what God calling you to do, I think being awarded to do things is always icing on the cake. But to be able to get on this radio once a month and to be able to have this platform is amazing. I don't take it lightly. I'm very, very grateful. I often have times where I struggle with survivor's remorse because I know a lot of people where I come from don't always make it out. So I'm very grateful to God for my voice. I want to thank Jerry, you know, for extending this invitation to me, also as Brother O, for not giving up on me and believing in me. And I just want to thank every host that's on this network and just telling them to keep going. And I just think about that. I just thank God because, like Jerry said, when I met Jerry, I wasn't in the best place of my life, you know, but God seemed fit to connect me with her. And I'm just so grateful, even through my trials and tribulations. And I'm really, really excited about where life is taking me. And I just want to encourage anybody out there to keep going. I talk about that all the time because life's a lot, and life can be very difficult at times. But during these crazy times, you know, hold on to your faith, continue to pray. And when you feel down and out, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to somebody that you love and care about, that you feel safe with. And thank you, Ms. Chinchilla. And thank you again, everybody at this network. And God bless.
All right, beautiful, Ricardo. I know Ricardo said he's a bit nervous, and, hey, you did wonderfully. And once again, congratulations, Ricardo, and keep up the good work. In our fourth segment, we celebrate the extraordinary achievements of this dual program broadcaster. 8 all-time connection records, 6 with the Power of Thoughts program, and 2 with the Yo Natsi Pare Amate program. First all-time in this category. In a linear year, with her linguistic skill of oratory and cutting-edge inquisitivity, that is Beverly Nation legend, from the offices of ONE syndicated stations, Roslyn, Pennsylvania, USA, and Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, we bestow the honor of 2023 Linear New Host of the Year at WBNN to Tiana Speaks. And now to present her into excellent prominence, 2022 Linear New Host of the Year, Clever One.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where aunts made like $2,700 off fried chicken and fish platters while they were selling liquor at the crib on Spades Night. What's good out here? Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get a little spicy tonight, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to say, because tonight is a little glamorous night where trophies, flags, flowers, and all those things get passed along. You hear me? That's what we're going to say. Plaques, all of that. You know what I mean? You know, we don't care. We got to paint an ugly-ass picture up there for you. You know what I mean? We hanging it up. But, you know what I'm saying, as far as building bricks and standing sticks, you know what I'm saying, Clever One, represent those who like to form armies. That's what I like to do. I like to form armies. You know what I'm saying? But this young lady, I'm going to say this young lady, with her outstanding results of reaching the minds of the public and the people, you know what I'm saying? You know, with our soft tones of delivery, you know what I'm saying? You know, we don't know whether to press one for English or take our damn clothes off, you hear me? Because she like a sex phone operator woman when she come on, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who the hell on here when she talking. But, you know what I'm saying? Also, her unique multi-mannered inquiries, you know what I mean? She'll ask you 15 damn questions in one paragraph, I'll tell you that one. You know what I'm saying? She get down to the nitty-gritty, to the bottom lines, you know what I mean? She will trick you into telling her your business. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'll say to you. That's what I'm saying. I mean, bother. But, you know, having knowledge of legendary old school hip hop and relationships, you know what I'm saying? Y'all seen the X-Men, y'all. And these fictional ideas of expression of these characters or these personalities, you know what I'm saying? We find connection to reality in them, you know what I'm saying? Also discover the powers that we have knowingly and unknowingly. You understand what I'm saying to you? That's all I got to say. But all I'm saying is, you know, it's like this, you know what I'm saying? When you're hooking school back in the day and you talk shit all morning with your, chinchilla on here. I mean, when you talked all morning, you know what I'm saying, with your friends, you know what I'm saying, when there ain't no school. At the same time, on three ways, talking all morning, you know what I'm saying? Deep discussions about life and growth, you know what I'm saying? Learning from mistakes and finding solutions, you know what I'm saying, in order to prevent them again, you know what I'm saying? But also, generously, you know what I mean, extends the hand of hospitality to those in need, I'd say. You know what I mean? You know, that's what I'd say. You know what I mean? That would be likely the description of this individual that I'm talking about here. You know what I mean? But passing batons, like Marley Marl said, I don't care who first, who last, goddammit, we're going to drop it at the top of the dime, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what we doing. You know what I mean? So, you know, on receiving the ONE honors for Rookie Host of the Year, you know what I'm saying, 2023, you know what I mean? You know, something that we wouldn't expect, you know what I'm saying? You know, Claire One talks shit full time. Oh, excuse me, that's Dr. Chinchilla on here again. You know what I mean? I thought it was regular, but you know what I'm saying? It felt good to know that people understand what's going on. But yes, so I would like to pass the baton, you know what I'm saying, to ONE Rookie of the Year 2023. Tiana speaks, y'all. Little fight. Where she at?
All right. Thank you so much, Clever One. And I had the honor of presenting Clever One with the Linear New Host of the Year last year because I was the Linear New Host of the Year in 2021. And now Clev is presenting that to Tiana Speaks. And now I present to all WBNN's Linear New Host of the Year, Tiana Speaks.
Body. Hello, everybody. And I just wanted to say thanks for the kind words. I think you're doing a wonderful job. And thank you, Clev. I want to first thank God for giving me the ability to push through all my emotional and physical pain that I've endured in my life in order to affect change in others. And someone once told me when God speaks to you, everyone is not going to hear it. So people will not understand your past. I live to affect change in others. I breathe this daily, and it only takes 1 second to show others kindness. That one moment of kindness can stay with a person for the rest of their lives. We have the power in our voices, and a lot of us, and we speak negatively instead of speaking life into others. There are so many people without a voice that are sick in the hospital. And we can scar someone for life, but we can also show love that stays with them forever. We should live where our legacy is to be remembered for how we change the lives of others. And I definitely aim to do that with the power of thoughts. If I can affect one person's life, just one, out of our 24 million listeners, to me, I have done my job. And I strive to be just like the music of the 70s and 80s, how it's still... like, people love it today. They remember it today. Even the people who weren't even born in that era. That's what I want to be when I take my last breath. I want people to remember my name and do positivity and have it passed on. And I thank Brother O for giving me a space to be able to do that and utilize my voice to get across to the millions and the masses. I really appreciate it. And I want to say congratulations to my radio host family. I love all of you. Absolutely every single one of you. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your love. And let me just say, I have to give a shout out to Brother O because before this, I've already spoken many times about how I have fibromyalgia and how this radio station has improved my cognitive functioning just by speaking. If you don't know what brain fog is, you should look it up. But it definitely can affect you when you're speaking. And I noticed that my strength has improved, and I appreciate that. So, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful night. God bless you all, and I love you all so, so much, and I am proud of my radio family so much. And you guys have a great night.
Thank you so much, Tiana. Congratulations once again, and we all love you as well. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the presentation of the 2023 Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the WBNN Overall Host of the Year. Let us all welcome Class of 23, Master 8 Track.
Good evening to all around the world. The envelope, please. The 2023 Anna Waddell Award recipient is none other than phenomenal, the spectacular, the effervescent Angela Thomas Smith. And now, Dr. Oladele M. Ngozi, proprietor ONE Syndicated Stations.
Thank you, Jetty. And, of course, tonight is momentous. Congratulations to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame enshrinee, the wonderful Angela Thomas Smith. And now she goes into prominence in Excelsior with the spirit of Anna Waddell. This award is our most sacred and honorable. And Anna is shining down on her southern, you know, sister. Anna being from Texas and this young lady being from South Carolina. So go, Southland. I have a very, very special presentation before she gets the chance to speak. It's a song that, of course, me being a DJ, I must do because it's important. How marvelous is our God?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give God thanks tonight by just singing. I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your only son.
Shine your light on my.
Yes, the great, great, great Walter Hawkins in one of his last performances. What a marvelous thing, Ansel Thomas Smith, you've done. And now we get back to Excellent Prominence right here on This Honors. This man here is amazing because he represents the wonderful and outstanding Anna Waddell. This man worked with her for 2 years with one of the greatest poetry shows in the history of all in that world. This man is one half of the Soul Twins, the best friend of the late, great Anna Waddell, which we honor this award to be. None other than Mr. Edward Burks at this time.
Yeah, my brother. Thank you very much for that nice introduction. I appreciate you, man. You know?
I love you, man. I love you. I love you. There's nothing more I can say about you, man, being part of this morning honors tonight. This is history beyond making, because you already made it. What you and Anna Waddell did for me is beyond anything. We honor Anna Waddell tonight by this man just being with us to honor Angela Thomas Smith with the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence for 2023. Edward?
Yeah, man, big respect to everyone out there listening now. You know, this is a beautiful honor in memory of Anna Waddell. So me wanting to first do a little thing and big up to the sister, Angela Thomas Smith. And me want to put a little something out there about who Anna Waddell is and was. Anna Waddell was a sister that was a beautiful type of soul, you know? I mean, talented poet, smile, laughed all the time, that type of thing like that. So me know she would be just proud to know that you did it for her. This was beautiful because, you know, her memory live on. You know what I'm saying? Not just for the family members, you know what I'm saying, in the radio land. You know what I'm saying? Inside the Damon Network. And a lot of people, they don't know what Anna and I, Diamond, you know what I'm saying, did when we was on that show. So for you to put me up here and let Diamond give this a beautiful, prestigious award out, I'm really honored. So what I'm going to do, is that I'm just going to get on with it. And we want to get this award, 2023. To the talented sister, Angela Thomas Smith. Congratulations, sister.
And you heard that tonight by the great Edward Burks. We're not finished with her tonight. We have a person on the air right now that would like to do great honor in Excelsior. Class of 2022, Bree Sanders. Mr. Boston.
All right. To you, Miss Angela Thomas Smith. To be selected for this prestigious award, the spirit of a great friend stood in the midst of this selection. And Anna Waddell stands beside you this night for reason. And reason has a why. Your very existence is proof of your greatness. Miss Angela Thomas Smith, honor brought you to the doors of a deserved recognition, guiding you through the chambers of decision. Success chosen and winning are triplets of greatness deliberate. Your will, the courage to act, this award so meaningful. The beauty in receiving this award is the appreciation of the people. To be honored by your peers, nothing is more honoring than to say congratulations. Reason is in order to accomplish anything in life. You have to visualize yourself being here for this acceptance, Miss Angela Thomas Smith. The reward for what you do is the opportunity to do more. Your confidence awarded your courage to depend on your own strength, to go forward, continue to prosper into your success. The spirit of Anna Waddell is walking with you. And this is Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston, host of WBN and N, the Boston Chronicles. And we all say, from the top to the bottom of WBN and N and the Gozy Time Entertainment, congratulations.
Wow. One of the greatest to ever do it. One of the longest tenured broadcasters in the history of internet radio. The outstanding Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders. And now I get a chance to talk because I'm also a fellow of the International Radio Hall of Fame. To see Angela achieve this Hall of Fame enshrinement is one of the greatest gifts I ever had in broadcasting. And I want to thank her for what she's done for me. She always gives me props, and I appreciate that because it's a hard, arduous journey to produce. And I'm so proud of this young lady. She listened to everything I told her way back in 2020, that one day she'd be a CEO herself of her own network. And I prophesied that into her life. CAS is one of the most progressive and growing networks in internet radio history. For 1 year, she's expounded and been outstanding as a lead. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about humility, learning to understand the vision. In 2020, this young lady, as a host, went through one of the most arduous times in human history. And she was our commissioner, reigning. During those times, this young lady has had some ups and downs. Two times, she tried to achieve double-digit connection records. It didn't happen. But the strength of nine is the strength of nine. And she did it twice. This young lady is outstanding, dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. She is a role model for broadcasting excellence around the world. And I must speak as the 2019 disc jockey enshrinee to the same academy. I must speak as a broadcasting enshrinee in 2021 of the same academy. And I must speak as a lifetime achiever of 2022 of the same academy. This young lady has a chance to become a lifetime achiever. And this young lady one day, I believe, will be a broadcasting, producing enshrinee because she knows how to be humble and well to be exalted. She has the ability to just do one thing, to listen. She listened, and her achievements will stand the test of time. It is my honor as a fellow of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Academy and producer emeritus of the same academy and curator at Stockholm, Sweden, of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame to say this day, December 5th, 2023, as her executive producer of Walking in Purpose, I now officially, in excelsior and in prominence of greatness around the world for all to follow, the enshrinement. Welcome to the Academy of the International Radio Hall of Fame to my little sister, Angela Thomas Smith.
Wow. It's not a lot of time that I am lost for words, but tonight is one of those nights. My mom's birthday was on yesterday. My best friend, Patrice, who was on earlier, her birthday is today. So happy birthday, Patrice. Thank you for supporting me in all my endeavors. I'm just humbled and I'm just honored.
Oh.
I'm enough for you.
Oh. We love you, Angela. We love you. I know it's a lot tonight. I know. Go ahead and speak. You know, 2023 Anna Waddell Award winner.
That show, you saw something in me. And I'm grateful that whatever pricked your heart, and would allow me the opportunity to be a part of WBNN. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful for being able to be a voice and being an outlet that other people may share their voices. Because oftentimes we think that we don't have a voice or we don't have anything that anybody wants to hear, when yet we may be that very thing that the next person needs to hear. For believing in me, I thank you for pushing me. I just thank you. And everyone that has played a part on this network, Hooney, Jerry, because you put me in between two amazing people that I have to set the bar high because they set it high. So I'm just grateful for just being a part of this amazing network and the opportunity. I thank the Academy for allowing me this opportunity to be inducted in. So thank you for even thinking enough of me. And for everyone that voted for me, it's nothing like your peers recognizing you and seeing the talent within you. So thank you guys for what you saw in me. I didn't have the opportunity to meet Anna Waddell, but every time I hear someone talk about her, I feel like she's definitely someone that I would have clung to and someone that I would have been right up under. So I'm just grateful to be able to represent her with this award, and that there's something that is still ringing from her presence. I'm just humble, and I'm just I'm thankful for on tonight, and that's all I have.
We thank and honor and excelsior the 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shrine. We honor and excelsior the 2023 Anna Waddell Award for Excellence recipient out of South Carolina, Anderson, the great Angela Thomas Smith. We open the lines for folks who want to talk tonight to this young lady and all the people. Ricardo Richard, most improved broadcaster. I love you, son. You're someone that I really admire. Tatiana Speaks, our linear new host of the year. What greatness has been bestowed upon you? What greatness of a dual host, the first dual host since Tori Daly way back in 2016. The all-time record for that is 37. And I believe that the young lady will break that record by the Reverend Tori Daly. That is our legacy at WBNN. The legacy continues and continues and continues to Sonia Griffin. She will always be honored here as a great alum. Congratulations on the Governor's Award tonight. What a outstanding night. For all folks who want to talk, it is time for the sacred honoring of our wonderful and outstanding network. This person here I'm about to bring on is a nominee for the International Radio Hall of Fame. Last year's class of 2022. The outstanding woman from Hempstead, Long Island, New York. The outstanding person that will tell you her story, whether you like it or not, in her delivery. She's a legend. The 2018 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Christine Powell.
Thank you, Brother O. Much honor to everybody tonight, all of our family, everybody. Just thank you throughout the years. I think I'm coming up on year number 6. Angela, honey. Some things are predestined, right? You know, I got to go deep on you, honey, real quick. I had to choose you due to I am the embodiment of why writing even exists in this atmosphere. You know, we are all creators in one way before we come into the flesh. So as the embodiment who created writing for this atmosphere, this realm, not only in this life, but within many other lives throughout thousands of years, honey. When you spoke about the bookstore that you speak into existence, honey, it touched my soul. It was a part of my dream that comes true in this realm. Like, what you want to create is like my destiny, because what we do affects the world. Even people on the other side of the world that's not able to see what we bring forth. The essence, the energy is set for it. The grid is recording it from one sister to another through all of our challenges, obstacles, our adversities, our transformation, our breakthroughs, the wisdom that we gain, and our strength, even in our weakness. I say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Listening to you over the years, your dedication for the people, and your insight, your wisdom, your enlightenment. Just been, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Tiana Speaks, congratulations. And just, we all are winners. And just shout out to DJ Brother O, the baddest DJ in the land. Just thank you, Brother O, for all of us, man. You bring this all together. It's like you're the thread, man. Just thank you. And shout out to all them legends, my big sister, Jerry Petito, Uni Baka, too. Honor the Clever, you know what I'm saying, from last year. Just congratulations to everybody. I'm a little sleepy, but I had to make it, y'all, because you guys matter. Everybody matters. So, again, congratulations, Angela. And one day I do want to read something of yours, even if it's out and I didn't know. I want to know. So much love, y'all. Jesus, love us.
The 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. And I believe that young lady one day will be a Hall of Famer. I know it in my heart. She definitely deserves it. To honor the wild cards, and we'll bring back on a person. We're going to have a time, and then we'll bring on other callers. The wild cards this year were not able to be voted for, but they were great nonetheless. One person did something that no other rookie has ever done at WBNN. He had 10 all-time connection records consecutively as the new host. The outstanding, phenomenal, Clever One. And then the other wild card came on like gangbusters. As a producer, host, garnering 57 all-time connection records and 7 consecutive. And that would be me. And we were not able to be voted for this year. I'm going to bring back on Clever One real quick. Clever One, congratulations being a wild card this year with me. And, man, you know, we had a great year, huh?
Yo, man, it's been a fun year, you know what I'm saying? It's good to be in the playoffs, you know what I mean? Especially when we make these wild card games, you know what I mean? That's when it's real gridiron.
That's right.
That's when it's real gridiron, you know what I'm saying? We talking about it's mud on the gridiron, on the 50-yard line, you know what I'm saying? We game tackling, all that, you know what I'm saying? We throwing Gatorade buckets of ice cold beer on people. Yes.
That's it.
That's what we're doing out there. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I feel you, man. That's my fellow right there. We're both wild cards. We're not able to be voted for this year. But next year, we're coming. The four that were finalists, well, me and Clev are coming. So watch out. And now, all the lines are open. So anybody want to talk? There's a lot of people I see. Just press 1 to join the conversation tonight. This person I'm about to bring on. And shout out to also the finalists for the most improved broadcaster. One finalist I want to bring up to our attention is a great young lady. And I hope she gets a chance to talk tonight. I want her to press 1. The young lady of Strictly Business had an outstanding career in the class of 2023, garnering 7 connection records in 1 linear year. Her name is Ebony Dawn Starks. You know her as the Davis, the great, great author. And I love her. She's my little sister, and I love her. I love her. I don't know. I'm going to try to press 1 to see if she's able to talk tonight. This young lady is amazing, and she is my business analyst of the network. E. Davis, congratulations on being the finalist of the most improved broadcaster this year. She's able to talk. E, you there? Okay. She might not, you know, she's listening, but she's not there. But the other person that was tied with her this year, person nonetheless, the casual chat, garnered 7 as well, tied. And I love her. Ava Holly tonight. How are you?
Hi, brother. Oh, what a great show. What a great honors. I'm so excited to be part of it. That's pretty interesting news to hear. What a great job. I got to congratulate all the honorees tonight. Angela, Ricardo, Tiana, you know, and yes. I got to say, like I always tell my girl Jerry, it's a spider web of connections. Jerry introduced me to you. I introduced Tiana to you. And look at what's going on this year. I'm so excited and so proud of everything that you do and proud of all of our WBNN family.
Congratulations to Ava Holly as a finalist for the most improved broadcaster of the class of 2023. What more can I say that hasn't already been said tonight? We have, you know, great people who are honored tonight. Sonia Griffin, thank you so much. Tiana Speaks, thank you so much. And then the Hall of Famer, Angela Thomas Smith, forevermore enshrined into the Academy. And then with our most sacred award. She garnered tonight. She garnered that. Garner. An honor. An excelsior. What a wonderful person she is. And all the people around the world, I just want to say to all of you, thank you so much for being a part of what we have done for a long time, since 2013. And we've had some great people that are part of our legacy. And, of course, I always got to shout out the people who are in our charter, the Pattersons. I got to shout you out. Lovey Ellis, I got to shout you out. Louis H. Devon Jr., I have to shout you out. The great Darlene Lawrence. Through every championship, to every championship, we honor her name. She's also a person we lost. We do it on a constant basis. But that Anna Waddell Award, special thing, because it is the greatness of our network. To the first person that ever won it, it wasn't called that back then. It was just, you know, our overall host of the year, Miss T.S. Queen for 2016. 2017, Sonya Griffin is the only one that ever win it and be Rookie of the Year. And then 2018, we had Huni Vakatun. 2019, we had the great Jerry Petito. And then again, Huni wins again in 2020. shout out to Sister Bessie the Truther in 2021. And then Chinchilla Jonesia last year. Shout out to her as well. And now we bring forth the greatness of our network. The greatness. And it is Angela Thomas Smith. It is that championship feeling. And it is a wonderful rendition to something that's near and dear to our hearts. Oh, and he honors this platform, this greatness that we astound the rest of the internet radio world. What more can we say tonight? We are Beverly Nation. We will always be Beverly Nation because we're on 6 nights a week. And this concludes our fiscal year. Everything goes back to zero. All of our hosts will always be growing in astonishment. And what more can I say? All the people out there in this world, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, this is the 6th annual O&E Honors, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One thing I must mention that is the greatness of our network is that we had a host this year garner 100 all-time connection records. Our former Anna Waddell Award winner, our former Lady New Host of the Year, her name is Chinchilla J, the good doc, as being our 5th reigning commissioner of this outstanding network. To all the folks out there that love us, we are Beverly Nation again. There is no advertisement during our O&E Honors. There is a greatness that is our reigning commissioner, our centennial winner, and I appreciate her. The final word tonight will be from her, the centennial winner of 100 championships, the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, 2022 Anna Waddell Award for Excellence winner. And one day, she will be nominated for the same academy. She ends our program tonight, the Honorable 5th Reigning Commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. O. Wow, what a wonderful evening, everybody. This was a great O&E Honors. Every year it's great. This was our 6th annual one. And wow, so amazing. Congratulations to all of our awardees tonight. I am so happy and so proud of each and every one of you. I want to start off with Ricardo Richard for being the best improved host. I mean, amazing, Ricardo. Just amazing. Keep up the good work. I'm so proud of you. And for those of you that want to watch Ricardo and see him in person, or should I say to see him on video, you guys need to check it out because
okay, I hope we haven't lost Dr. Chinchilla J, but that's okay. And, you know, it is what it is. But there she is. I believe she's back, and we'll get her back on as soon as possible. I want to bring on a person before I go into final thoughts. This young man was the broadcasting enshrinee last year of the International Radio Hall of Fame, and also a person that knows about Lenny New Host of the Year, the wonderful an outstanding Tara Strip. Tara, are you able to speak tonight? All right. You might be just listening, and that's fine. But what more can we say that hasn't already been said? Tomorrow night, we come back on this outstanding O&E Network with Arcana the Legend. And she is the Lenny New Host of the Year. The wonderful and outstanding Tiana Speaks with your nasty Paramate, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And tonight we end our program with John Fasano.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.